Stick with me. Stick with me. Stick with me here. Okay. So let's flash back to the Obama administration. During the Obama administration, Obama put Joe Biden in charge of Ukraine. During that time, Joe Biden withheld aid from Ukraine in order to pressure Ukraine to fire a Ukrainian prosecutor. That happened. Joe Biden is proud of it. There's a great recording where he says, "I withheld the aid. I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours if he's not gone." And 6 hours later, he was gone. And then the U.S. government gave Ukraine the aid. Now, you might be asking, isn't that similar to what the president was impeached for? Remember that? And the answer is yes. But the difference here is the reason the aid was withheld. Joe Biden will tell you that they withheld the aid specifically to pursue American interests, right? That Ukrainian prosecutor was corrupt. He wasn't prosecuting corruption in Ukraine, and that helped Russia meddle in Ukrainian politics. So it was of American interest and our Western European allies' interest to get this guy out of there, and Joe Biden helped make that happen. Okay. You remember the impeachment? Before Corona, before Kobe, you remember the impeachment? Like, that was a super big deal. That was a very big deal when that happened. The reason the impeachment happened is because Trump alleged that Joe Biden had this prosecutor fired, not because the prosecutor was corrupt, but because the prosecutor was investigating a company called Burisma, where on the board sat Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son. Trump alleges that Joe Biden was corrupt in getting this prosecutor fired because he did so, according to Trump, in order to protect his son from whatever would come of that investigation. That is what Trump alleges. Fast forward to, I think it was like July of 2019, Trump gets on the phone with Ukraine, the president of Ukraine, and he threatens to withhold aid unless that president announces an investigation into what happened when Joe Biden was president. For this, Trump was impeached. And the critical difference here is that if you believe that Joe Biden did not fire that prosecutor for any corrupt reasons, then he did it to serve America's interests versus what Trump was doing. He wanted the investigation to be announced specifically because he knew it would help him personally, politically. It wasn't about America's interests. It was about Trump's interests. That's the crucial difference. Okay. Before I go any further, I want to say this. The reason that I believe that Joe Biden didn't fire this prosecutor or get this prosecutor fired in any corrupt way is for two reasons. Number one, Hunter Biden joined that company in 2014. And based on what I read in a USA Today article, that investigation that the Ukrainian prosecutor was doing on Burisma was for the period of 2010 to 2012. So what that tells me is that this wasn't about Hunter Biden. Nothing that was going to happen in that investigation, nothing that was going to come out, could have had anything to do with Hunter Biden. He wasn't on the board at that time. Number two, it wasn't just Joe Biden that wanted this prosecutor gone. It was all of America's Western allies, everyone who didn't want Russia to be meddling further into Ukraine. This wasn't just about Hunter Biden. This was in America's interest. Okay, so that's that. Now let's fast forward to last Wednesday of this week. The New York Post releases an article alleging that Hunter Biden brokered a meeting between his father, Joe Biden, and somebody on the board of Burisma. What this implies is that Joe Biden now has a relationship with Burisma brokered by his son, and that he might have gone and tried to get this prosecutor fired because that prosecutor was looking into and investigating Burisma. So the reason that this is kind of a bombshell potentially is because if you don't know about the fact that Western European allies wanted this person gone, if you don't know about when Hunter Biden actually joined the board, what this would tell you is that, oh my God, this lends credence to what Trump and many Republicans have been alleging, which is that Joe Biden got this prosecutor fired in order to protect his son. Okay. This is why I'm talking about this. Because on Wednesday, when this story from the New York Post went live on all the things, Twitter and Facebook limited its reach. They literally censored the article. What that means is that if you tried to share the article, you couldn't, and your account might have been locked. If you tried to tweet a screenshot of the article, your account would be locked, and you literally couldn't even share it in DM. You couldn't link to the article on these platforms, which basically means that the article got really, really popular, stalled, and then you just couldn't see it unless you looked it up on the internet itself. This is unprecedented, and I think it was a very, very bad move. And I'm going to get into that in just a second. But first, let's talk about what Twitter and Facebook said. Facebook said that the reason they limited the reach of this article is because they wanted to verify, it by a third party fact checker before they let it spread further on their site. Now, here's why I don't think that's bullshit, but that rule has not been consistently applied, right? When the New York Times released the story about Trump's taxes, did Facebook wait and limit its reach before they could independently verify through PolitiFact what the New York Times was reporting? Remember, this post came from the New York Post. It wasn't Breitbart. It wasn't QAnon, right? And so many things, so much misinformation goes rampant on Facebook's platform without any pause to be independently fact-checked. Let's talk about Twitter. Twitter made the same claim about wanting to verify the information, but they even went a step further and said that they don't allow certain hacked materials to be circulated on their platform. But again, did Twitter pause the Trump tax article to see whether or not the New York Times had hacked into anything to get that information or to confirm how the New York Times got Trump's taxes? No. And also, we know from the story that they didn't get this information from hacking. The reason this story exists is because a computer that used to be owned, probably, by Hunter Biden was dropped off at a computer store in Delaware, where the Bidens are from. And that computer store owner went into the laptop, saw some shit, some emails, a video of Hunter Biden, specifically an email that shows this advisor to Burisma thanking Hunter Biden for introducing him to Joe Biden. And then that computer store owner turned it over to the FBI, along with some other people that then leaked it right before the election. Now, Let's back all the way up. The reason I said that story was to show that this wasn't a hack. These emails were not hacked. This computer was turned over, and then it was turned over to the FBI, and then it was turned over to some lawyers related to Giuliani and Steve Bannon, who then leaked it at an opportune time. I say all that to say this. The rules that Facebook and Twitter are saying led to their decision have been applied inconsistently. And this leads me to my point. The reason, the thinking that I am assuming that was going on within Twitter and Facebook when they were making a decision about what to do is they're like, okay, here's this article. We don't know if what this article is alleging is true or false, right? But if it is false, we can't allow this to spread too far. This is the thinking. We can't allow this to spread too far because this article lends credence to Trump's initial claim that preceded the entire impeachment, and it would hurt Biden politically. They were scared that if the article got too big on their platforms, it would hurt Biden politically, whether it was true or false. And if it was false, they didn't want that to happen. But here is the fucking issue. Trump and Facebook and Twitter didn't feel the same way about Trump's taxes or any other article that's come out about Trump. They didn't wait to make sure the information was correct before they let it circulate all over their platform. And here's the thing. I'm not mad about any of this particularly. What concerns me is what Twitter and Facebook have now done. They have now showed their hand. They have now made it very, very clear that they care more about disinformation or misinformation spreading about Biden than about Trump, because they know how powerful their platforms are and they don't want misinformation to lead to potentially Joe Biden not beating Trump. They have shown their hand. They have shown their hand. They know who they are supporting and they have shown their hand. And again, I'm not mad. Like, I'm not mad that Twitter and Facebook want Joe Biden to win over Donald Trump. That's not at all surprising to me. Honestly, it's a little bit surprising on the Facebook side, but it's not all that surprising to me. These companies are in Silicon Valley. Most of the people who work at these companies are liberals. Most people who work at these companies hate Trump. This is not surprising. Here's why this is bad. Conservatives now know that Twitter and Facebook want Joe Biden to win the election. That is a fact. That is a fact. Twitter and Facebook want Joe Biden to win the election. Conservatives know it. Liberals know it. It's all out there. They have showed their hand. Here's why that's bad. On election day, Trump is going to tweet that he won the election. On election day, there are going to be news articles claiming that Trump has won the election. Here's what's going to happen. Here's what I think is going to happen. Twitter and Facebook are either going to block, censor, or put some type of notice over all of those posts. But half of the country is not going to find that to be credible. If you're a conservative in America and you realize that Twitter and Facebook censored this article because they knew it would be bad for Biden, and then on election day, Trump tweets that he won the election and you can't view it for whatever reason, or there's an article from some news source claiming that the election is over and has been called, and then that gets censored, what are you to believe? If you already believe that Twitter and Facebook want Joe Biden to win, and now you see that they are censoring an article that says Trump won the election, what are you to believe? You're going to believe that Twitter and Facebook are now censoring the election results in order to help Joe Biden. And this is so bad because that lends credence to this conspiracy theory that the Democrats are using mail-in ballots to win the election, and mail-in ballots don't get counted until after Election Day. That's why this is bad. This has nothing to do with the impeachment or Joe Biden or Hunter Biden or Burisma or Ukraine or Russia. This is why this is bad. Because Twitter and Facebook have shown their hand and have made it very clear who they want to be president, they have now lost the trust of conservatives when it comes to the election results. And that's bad. That's bad because that is going to lead to violent protests after the election. If we can't agree on who won this election in the weeks after Election Day, we are going to see civil unrest that makes what happened in June look like a warm-up or child's play. And Facebook and Twitter have contributed to that by what they did with this article. Thanks for sticking with me.